Not that her political coffin needed a final nail, in my opinion. Hillary Clinton had that nail hammered home by FBI Director James Comey's report and testimony before Congress regarding Clinton's email scandal. And it is a scandal. Scandal not as titillating as her husband's extramarital affairs, but scandalous in the sense that Hillary Clinton's actions bring disrepute to public service, and along with the other nails in her political coffin, once again demonstrate her lack of character and her wanton disregard for the rule of law. Just as with Trump's supporters, only a deep-seated cynicism would permit anyone of good conscience to continue to support Hillary Clinton for president. But the real story today is FBI Director James Comey. Comey is a lifelong prosecutor. He has worked at nearly every level of the legal system. He's worked for both Republican and Democratic presidents. Comey was a registered Republican, but is no longer. And as so many elected officials and pundits have made clear, Comey's integrity is unquestioned. I understand why Congress and many Americans are troubled by Comey's recommendation not to prosecute Clinton. It all seems so obvious to regular people. Clinton not only broke the law, indeed, she lied about it. Regular people are not legally minded per se, and we have a hard time with nuanced terms such as criminal intent, especially when every action and lie from Clinton seems to define her intent. Her intent was to do what she wanted to do with her communications, regardless of the law. Her intent was to lie about her intent. Her dismissive attitude displays her intent. She acts like Jack Nicholson's character in A Few Good Men. "I'd prefer you just said thank you and went on your way." Both she and Trump are unfit to be president of the United States. Both lack the temperament, humility, thoughtfulness, sacrifice, selflessness, and moral virtue to be president. Both she and Trump think they're above the law. Both think that laws don't apply to them. They either ignore them or disdain them. If you ever needed a reason to put yourself in the never Hillary camp, this chapter in her political career should seal the deal for you. Perhaps like me, you too watched all or part of the congressional hearing with FBI Director James Comey. Regardless of his answers and defense of his report to the Justice Department, how did Comey come across to you? How did he make you feel? Did you sense a difference between Comey and Clinton or Trump? Did Comey come across as a liar? Did he appear to be just another slick lawyer? Was there anything in Comey's presentation that made you feel uneasy or that he wasn't telling the truth as he sees it? For me, one word came to mind about Comey's presentation: refreshing. In all my years, I haven't seen any public figure as confident, prepared, intelligent, articulate, and as trustworthy as James Comey in that committee room. He owned the moment. For me, he inspired confidence in a political system that doesn't typically deserve it. For me, he looked presidential. In fact, even not knowing where Comey stands on a variety of issues, I'd vote for James Comey for president. He's that refreshing and that impressive. He made even the most articulate of committee members look like political amateurs. His self-restraint and obvious respect for democratic processes made him the adult in the room. And here's the crux of the problem with Clinton and Trump. They breed the cynicism they project. Their candidacies are unhealthy for America, not just because of the many inane things for which they stand, but because they represent the worst in our political natures. What we saw today on display in that congressional hearing was different. In James Comey, we saw presidential behavior that breeds respect for the law and a temperament projecting our better selves. I know whose name I'll be writing in for president, and the Republican Party would be well advised to raise James Comey to the top of its presidential list for 2020. I'm Paul Miro. Thanks for listening.